The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. This is Dr. Eric Ashburn, your weekly health coach, and I'm excited for this information this week. We're moving towards the fall. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you view it, I love the fall. I don't love the winter as much, but I love the fall. But basically, I'm going to go over some topics, how to live your best life, how to be the healthiest person you can be, how to build the healthiest body that'll serve you better moving towards the future, right? Have more energy, more focus, better looking body, right? Better functioning body. Those are main goals of mine. I'm going to start off this show speaking about posture, because believe it or not, it could be the one thing, probably the biggest thing towards driving your health in the right direction. People assume their posture is simply how their body bends forward or leans, or maybe leans to the side, but it has a much bigger role in the healthier body than that. So I have so many patients who come see me and they say, I know my posture is just bad, right? You know, I can't do anything about it. It's just bad. You know, I've always been told to stand up straight. I try my hardest, but it doesn't change it. In a reality, abnormal posture isn't really someone's fault. We can further our bad posture, right? So if you're over a laptop all day, bending over, you know, your phone all day long with technology or whatever you do that helps you to lean forward, that can really impact your posture, but it doesn't help. You can't really correct it by trying to sit up straighter, you know, fix it, you know, on your own. So fact of the matter is, your posture is deviated due to other reasons, and that abnormal position, right, being over a computer, looking at your phone, all these things we do much more than we used to do, can make it worse. I mean, think about it. Go back to the year 1900 when we didn't have computers or phones. We definitely leaned forward, right? We definitely read books and did things to impact our posture negatively, but we also looked up probably more. We probably had an even, you know, amount of looking up versus having her head forward. So the yin and yang of it benefited us, right? So we're doing much more stuff above our head, leaning back as well as leaning forward. Now, most of our postural shifts are predominantly towards a flexion malposition, meaning your body's head's in front of your body, arms are in front of your body, all that stuff. And there's so many things that I can see in people that will impact their health. There is ideal position for posture. And over time, people tell me if they get a picture of them from the sides, they don't like the fact their head's in front of their body. Or maybe for women, you're developing what's called the Dowager's hump, which is a hump at the bottom of your neck, top of your back. You develop a fat pad there trying to protect your spine, trying to protect your body. And there's reasons why that forms too. So your posture ideally should look like having your head directly above your shoulders. So your head shouldn't be in front of your body or behind your body. For every inch your head is in front of your body, it doubles the weight of your head that you're carrying. So the physiological weight of your head doubles. Your head's probably 13 to 15 pounds, depending on the size of you, somewhere in that range. So if your head's in front of your body an inch, now it's 23 to 30 pounds. But many people have a 2 to 3 inch forward head carry. And we have technology that can really take pictures, analyze it through technology, and show you exactly how far you're shifted. But you might have a three inch forward head carry, which isn't weird. I see it all the time, unfortunately. And to you, your head weighs something like 45 pounds. This is why you get pain between your shoulders. So if you reach back to where your traps are or your upper back, and you say you hold all your stress there, it's because your head is leaning forward and then you're over a computer as well. And those muscles back there were never designed to hold your head in that position for many hours a day. So you get more pain and muscle stress. You tell someone to rub your shoulders, which does feel good. I love getting my shoulders rubbed. But basically, you have more pain, more irritation, carrying more stress there because of the fact your head's in front of your body. Now, your mid-back should be 43 degrees facing the other direction. So if your neck's curved with the middle part of your neck pushing forward, right, your Adam's apples pushing forward, then your mid-back is opposite to that curve. It's bending the other way at 43 degrees. Then your low back is 43 degrees in the same position of your neck. So if you had all those three curves stacked on top of each other, your body be in perfect posture. Head be right above your shoulders. Shoulders be right above your hips. Hips above your knees. Knees above your ankles. That's perfect. And from the front, if you look at your body, your pelvis and belly button should be directly below your sternum and directly below your chin. So you should be in a straight line from the front, then have those curves from the side. And that's a structural thing. So if you have that perfect structure, you probably will have very little arthritis develop in your spine because you're holding that perfect position and your body has no extra stress to the discs in your spine and it continues working well. So ultimately, when your body's in that position, structurally, you don't have as much pain, fatigue, or other things that are impacting you negatively. Functionally, your brain controls everything. So it works like this, right? Your brain is up in your skull. Now, we're all taught in elementary school that your brain controls everything. So that's a simple fact, right? But your spinal cord is the base of your brain, your brain stem. It transitions to your spinal cord, which goes all the way down your spinal canal, which is in the middle of your spine. So you're in the middle of your spine, your spinal canal, you have your spinal cord going through it. So if it has no stress in the spinal cord, then you have better function in your body. There's two sides of it, right? There's a structural side, which is the not developing arthritis, not having the pain, all this stuff. And then the functional side is every organ in your body running perfectly because your brain controls every cell in your body. So if you have any interference, anything that's choking on or blocking messages from getting from your brain through your spinal cord, then the nerves that branch off your spinal cord to every organ, muscle cell, skin cell, gland, bone, anything in your body, then your body will work perfectly without any interference. So that's the ultimate goal. Now, the reason why having postural deviations isn't necessarily your fault. So I see many malpositions, many abnormal positions in your spine, particularly the very top, the bone Christopher Reeves broke. It's the bone right below the base of your skull. So if that bone is tilted forward, it should be 31 degrees pointed back. I'm getting a bit in the weeds, I understand it. But if I look at an x-ray, that should be, we measure so many things in your spine to make sure it's perfectly positioned and essentially how to get it back to that perfect position. So if that first bone is not bent backwards, 31 degrees is ideal, then your body will compensate for that by dropping your head forward. Now, follow me just for a second. I'm going to just try to stay out of the weeds as much as possible. But ultimately, if you have that out of position, it tends to tug down on your brainstem. So if you have your brain in your skull, nice and happy, has a blanket wrapped around it, completely satisfied up there, then something's tugging down on your brain. It's not happy about it. So it doesn't want to be tugged down. It's very important for the function of your body. Your body says, I'm not going to have that. So if something's tugging down, if the spinal cord's being stretched and it gets tugged down in the base of the brain, your body says, I need to lean your head forward because I need to shorten you. And many people listening know what I'm talking about. Used to be whatever height, let's say 6'4", if you're tall, and now you're 6'2", 6'1", or maybe you're 5'6", and you're now 5'4". You lost height, and that's the biggest reason why. If you've lost height over time, you can automatically assume you have nerve pressure affecting your health because that's your body's natural reaction to try to protect you from nerve pressure destroying your health, and your body's always working. So if your head's in front of your body, typically that's because that top bone has pressure on it. Then your head leans forward, and then the bones in your lower neck, if you want to know, C5, C6, C7, they tend to break down much faster because there's abnormal stress put upon those joints that should never exist there. So this abnormal stress really can impact your health and function. And then when you have abnormal stress, the disc will eventually start thinning out because there's abnormal stress upon that joint. The discs get thinner. I'm kind of walking through the whole cascade, right? So the discs now get thinner and it puts pressure on the nerves that are branching off there. And those nerves go to your hands, your arms, your thyroid gland, your heart, lungs, basically everything from your sternum north up to your head are controlled by those nerves. So you get carpal tunnel, you get numbness and tingling in your finger. Matter of fact, most people view it as something, oh, I'll just move my hand, it'll be better. If you have numbness and tingling in your fingers, that's a much bigger issue to me because it means you have malfunction in your body. That's a sensory sign. It means your body has numbness and tingling, but that same nerve is sending signals to your heart, your lungs, and creating disease process or creating disease in your body. I have so many patients come in and say, yeah, I have this, I'm on high blood pressure medication, whatever they see a cardiologist, and they never ever knew. No one ever told them the simple fact that they have numbness tingling in their hands. That was an early sign you're developing heart disease. So it's so important to understand that your head gets kicked forward because you have pressure in the upper part of your neck. Then the lower part of your neck starts breaking down. And then when it breaks down, it puts more pressure on the nerves, your spinal cord, and create disease and malfunction. Because remember, that spinal cord and nerves, they're sending signals to run everything in your body, particularly the upper part of your body from your sternum upward. So I'm kind of getting complicated. Hopefully that wasn't too much in the weeds. But if you look at the rest of your spine, it's going to distort the rest of your spine too. So if your spinal cord's tugging on your brainstem, your body's going to want to curve your spine. Almost you can imagine like a scoliosis, maybe not that severe, but curve your spine like a scoliosis might look. And that's going to shorten you. So if your spine curves, you know, right now you can even lean to the side and you get shorter because your spine curves. So if your spine's curving, once again, same as in the neck, it creates certain joints, especially at the maximum point of the curve where it's curving, it's called the apex of the curve. That joint's the most stressed. It won't move well. The disc will break down and there'll be nerve pressure there leading to other issues. So issues you see when you have lower back or mid back problems are things like digestive disease. Your pancreas doesn't work well, so possibly diabetes. You know, women, I see so many women come in with endometriosis. They have other issues due to the reproductive system that's created by nerve pressure. It isn't bad luck. It isn't genetics. It's the nerve pressure creating these issues. And then we go about treating these diseases with pills or surgery, and that isn't how it got there in the first place. I love the saying, if pills were the best thing for you, then we should be on it all the time. But we only give it to people after they have disease, you know, and you don't lack pills. No one ever had a headache in their life because they didn't take a Tylenol that day, right? No one ever had digestive issues because they forgot to take an antacid that day. It's because there's malfunction causing that issue and they're trying to treat it with pills, but you can never correct that issue until you get to the real reason it formed. So if you have abnormal position in your low back, putting pressure in the spinal cord or nerves can create infertility issues, digestive issues, leg issues, right? Numbness and tingling in your feet. So there's so many things that it can really create and affect your health. We're told something different. It's crazy. We're told don't pay attention to that. Only pay attention when you have these major symptoms, then pills and surgery will fix it. You know, I have so many people that come to see me who are getting so much healthier and getting off their medications by their choice because they don't need it anymore. They tell their doctor, I'm doing well. They get tested. Their tests come back so much better because I'm taking care of them, trying to help them. You know, when I was young, I played football, played a lot of sports. You know, I'm getting older. I'm just about to turn 55. So, you know, I'm getting quite a bit older, depending on how old you are, right? I'm getting older. But you know, I was younger and I played football and I was a receiver, which means if you don't know football, they threw the ball to me, I caught it. So I was running across the middle of the field and I turned towards the quarterback, the guy throwing me the ball, and jumped in the air to catch the pass. And I caught it above my head. I put my arms above my head, I caught it. And then a linebacker, which is a big, mean, gnarly guy in defense, he ran up behind me and hit me right in the middle of my back, put a shoulder right in the middle of my back. And I kind of bent back over him. So my body bent backwards over him. It knocked the wind out of me. So I fell right to the ground. I couldn't breathe. If you ever had that feeling, it's a very stressful feeling, but I couldn't breathe. And after, you know, I got breathing again, you know, I thought everything was fine, went about my business. But over time, I developed some pain in my mid back, and I have taken x-rays since, and I can see there's a deviation in the middle of my back from that hit, which I didn't know about. It probably took 10, 15 years before I even noticed a symptom from that hit when I was in high school and played football. And the symptom was some back pain, but I developed digestive issues. So over time, bloating, eating simple things would bloat me, right? I eat, you know, and anything with wheat, dairy, sugar, not that it's the best food, but it shouldn't really irritate you too much. It would bloat me tremendously. I had trouble going to the bathroom. I was backed up, constipated because that damage was affecting how the food moved through my digestive tract. And it was moving through much more slowly than it should have been. And that was messing up how I passed food through. I was bloated. And when you don't move stuff through your digestive tract, it creates more stress, more inflammation, and more disease process in your body elsewhere. So over time, through getting care and getting that corrected, I got much better. So when I was in my 30s, I had many issues. I remember standing, I go to church. I'm a church going guy and I was standing up and I remember if something fell, if my kid fell, my wife fell, if I had to pick him up, I couldn't even bend over. I was so much pain. I knew I couldn't even bend over. I dropped to the ground. Now I have no pain at all. I have no pain. So 20 years after that, 35 years old in church, feeling miserable. Now 20 years after that, I have no pain at all. So it's wild, right? Many people, you have an issue and you feel that's always going to be your issue. You just need to not lift something a certain way or avoid certain things at the gym or whatever you're doing. You know what to avoid so it doesn't cause pain. When in reality, you can make it much better. I've done it with myself. I see it with many, many patients over time. So they're much healthier. They feel much better. because my digestive system's working better. I'm absorbing better nutrients from the food that I'm eating, and it's just a better life. So, you know, if you're someone walking around with digestive issues, right, almost everybody is. You're not getting the right amount from the food as far as nutrition goes. And on top of that, you're not going to the bathroom the way you should, creating bloating and irritation, you know, as well as every other in your body. You know, I tell people, if you've never taken a posturally correct x-ray of your spine and nervous system, you have no idea what's going on in your body. You may have pain, you may not have pain. Most stuff develops without pain for decades before it creates an issue. And if you can take care of it before you have the issue, you have a much greater chance of never getting to the issue. That makes should make sense, right? Never have a chance of getting to the issue. So, you know, we see so many people in my office. We do very, very high level care. We use a lot of technology to measure pre and post results. And I'm going to offer something. I'm going to basically let you guys know, you know, to my radio listeners, you guys are my favorite. Dead serious. I always, my radio listeners, I always want you guys to have the best because you guys are up. It's early in the morning. You could do other things, but you're choosing to listen to this show. I want you guys to have the best opportunity to be as healthy as you can. So I don't do this in my office otherwise. I never do this for just average people. But if you want to come in and be checked out and do the exam process, see if the true cause of what you have going in your body, headaches, carpal tunnel syndrome, even heart disease or other disease processes are stemming from neurological malfunction, because that could be fully corrected. If you want to take advantage of an opportunity to try to see that, give us a call. For the first five people calling, we'll do our entire exam process. So the technology we use, the x-rays to discover what's going on with you, and just going over your history with you, we'll do that whole process for free if you're one of the first five callers. So just give us a call. The phone number is 845-896-1200. Now, because Monday is a holiday, you know, we'll get back to you Tuesday, if that's okay, right? So expect a call on Tuesday, probably Tuesday afternoon. We'll get back in touch with you. And this way, you know, we can set up an appointment for you and you can come in and go through that process. And it's not a necessity that you do care. Ultimately, a lot of people choose to follow up and get care because I want them to be better. But if you just came in and were checked out and discovered what's going on, it gives you real accurate information about why you have the issues you may be chasing down through medication and not getting the results that you should get. So if you want to come in, you can take one of those first five free appointments for the entire exam process. The number is 845-896-1200. And I want to tell you where we are because many people don't know where we are. We're right close to the junction of Route 84 and Route 9. So we're in Fishkill, New York. So Route 84 coming from east or west and Route 9 coming from north or south. We're just about 5 minutes north of that. So in Fishkill, New York, many people are close to that. Some people are listening and far from that, and it might not work for you. So I want to make sure you're in an area where you can get care if it's necessary and you choose to, and basically have an opportunity to get better. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. We'll get back to you on Tuesday and get you on track to trying to have, you know, basically the best sales. All right. So everybody ever trying to lose weight, they always share with me, you know, I know what I have to do. I know what I have to do. I'm just not doing it well enough. I'm like, well, what is that that you want to do? You know, what is it to be healthier? Because losing weight isn't about trying to do a process or take a pill to lose weight. It's about trying to be healthier, and weight should fall off your body if it's working really, really well. So it's always a battle between exercise and eating well, right? If you exercise and burn calories and you eat well, then you're going to be totally fine. And I'm going to go over some research with you because I really like this. But you know, this is research. I found it online. I looked it up, and it said, after analyzing data across dozens of populations from rural hunter-gatherers to modern city dwellers, researchers found that diet, especially the rise in ultra-processed foods, is a primary driver of obesity. So the rise in ultra-processed foods is a primary driver of obesity. Exercise remains essential for overall health, but when it comes to preventing and reversing obesity, what's on your plate matters most. So that's really, really cool, right? Because that's what we do. You know, ultimately, when we're dealing with people who have weight in their body that they don't want, they want it to be, you know, gone, they are typically working out very hard. And from my experience, you know, I've owned a company that has helped thousands of people radically drop weight and get much healthier for over 10 years. What I find is when you work out harder, let's say you're trying to lose weight and you work out harder, it creates more stress on your body. And cortisol, the stress hormone, goes up. And cortisol is one of the big issues you probably have already that's creating the weight gain. So working out can be detrimental to trying to lose weight. And so basically, I'm going to go over some things to try to help you. They said, Obesity, the research has concluded, is overwhelmingly driven by what and how much we eat, not how much we move. So pretty cool, right? Pretty cool. It turns a flashlight on modern food environments. So despite moving more or less, our bodies compensate. So how much and what we eat really, really matters. So that goes into a concept, right? And this concept, I've researched very hard. I've spoken to almost every natural health expert that you may have read about or know about. I know them personally. We've had many discussions on why the heck is it that people hold on to so much weight, especially around the midsection. So I'm going to tell you what, if for someone that just has weight all over their body and you're eating too many Twinkies or whatever food is bad, and you know you're eating too much bad food, this may not be for you. I mean, ultimately, you could probably just not eat that bad food and lose weight and be healthy. But many people have damaged metabolisms because over time, that damaged food has shut down how their hormones work to try to benefit them and keep them leaner. And now they just can't lose the weight. I just had someone I was speaking to who just came back from Spain. He was on a vacation over in Spain. And he said, over here, the food completely bloats him all the time. He's always bloated with almost everything he eats. Even healthy food bloats him. He said over in Spain, he was eating whatever he wanted. He ate Lay's potato chips and just had like three ingredients. Had an oil, it had potatoes, and had salt, right? And everything had fewer ingredients and he felt great. He had no bloating, nothing, because they treat their food very differently. So the issue is how we process our food in the United States has created more obesity than anywhere else in the world. We're more obese than any country in the entire world. And it isn't because we're lazy. You know, I hear people all the time say, well, I'm just lazy, or people view me as lazy. Well, that's garbage. You're not lazy. Many people have a damaged metabolism, and then they try to lose weight from what the magazine says or something like that, and they don't lose weight. And you know, if that's you, you tried to lose some weight and you've lost some of it over time, but it's always come back, right? And always brought some more with it. So 10 years go by and you typically are up 40, 50 pounds, and it isn't bad luck. It's because you haven't found the proven formula for trying to help your body function better. And it comes down to what you're eating. So I always tell people you should really focus on eating organic food. Organic food has more nutrition in it. So if you're eating processed food, right, and ultimately you shouldn't eat anything in the middle of the grocery store. So anything that's non-refrigerated, you shouldn't really eat. Now you can get stuff to drink in a non-refrigerated area, but you shouldn't eat the stuff from there because you should be eating fruits, vegetables, and meats for the most part. If you eat your primary calories come from fruits, vegetables, and meats, you're going to be doing very, very well. And then occasionally you can eat whatever you want, but if that's your primary calories, you're great. And you should do those things organically, or your meat should come from a farm, a local farm. You know, your beef should be grass-fed, grass-finished. Your poultry should be, you know, free-roaming. Your eggs should be cage-free, you know, free-roaming. Basically, it's very, very important to eat that way because the food is much more natural in its design and it doesn't need drugs or anything to help it put on weight or whatever. So, you know, if you're eating clean meat, fish as well, clean fish, and you're not, you know, in organic fruits and vegetables, you're going to have a big head start in most people. But the biggest problem, if you lived in this country most of your life, you probably have a huge deficit in nutrients because our food is 30 to 80% less nutrient dense, especially in the big ones like, you know, nitrogen and other things that are very important for us. We have far less of that than we should get in our body. And there's missing links. I view it as like, if you remember Indiana Jones, maybe you don't, but I'll explain to you. Indiana Jones, the explorer that Harrison Ford played, if he came up to a big rock wall and he needed to get through that wall to find a treasure, on that rock wall, there's missing pieces. So he finds a piece, pulls it out of his bag, he sticks it in there, and all of a sudden the wall opens up. We have missing pieces to our nutritional puzzle, and our body, our metabolism can't work for us, so it tends to slow down and work sort of against us. So if you have any deficit in specific nutrients, it really harms your function from a health perspective, and because you don't have that health function because you're lacking that nutrient in your body, then your body tends to slow down and shut down. It doesn't want to burn as fast because when it's running faster, there's much greater risk of disease and problems developing. So it slows down and you get into this starvation mindset because your body, it's a slow down function. Now, I'll tell you one thing that's very important also. Because you don't have these nutrients available to you in what you're eating, your body always goes for those nutrients. I read this book, I think it was about some guy survived the war and he was on the ocean for I think it was 40 days with friends, and they caught birds and they caught fish, and they, you know, ate these things to stay alive. That's all they had to stay alive. And they're eating the fish, and after about 20 something days, he had a strong desire to eat the fish eyeball. So that's disgusting. I get it. But he just wanted to eat the eyeballs. So he's eating the fish, but he ate the eyeballs too. And afterwards, he found out there was nutrition in the fish's eyeball that it was really lacking. His body was severely lacking that nutrient. So his body said, you need to eat the eyeball. As gross as it is, it says you need to eat that. So we find that our body craves more food. So you're sitting there not getting the nutrients in. You don't want to eat more food, but you're craving to eat more food than you should need calorie-wise. You might need 2,000 calories to be healthy. Body's saying you need to eat 3,000 calories because you need to find those nutrients that you're missing. So now you're stuck in a position, more weight in your body, eating more food than you really want because your body's saying you need those nutrients. And if you try to, you know, you try to not do it, your body will always win. It always say you need that food, and this way you're always gonna, you know, have to eat it. So we have technology that we worked with a company to really develop that can find out exactly where you're missing those nutrients and tell you exactly which supplements or nutrients you need to plug them in to have your body work the way it should. And guess what? Once you get those nutrients in your body, weight falls off of you. Then you just eat the meats, the vegetables, the proteins, and for the most part, the weight drops off you and very, very quickly. It isn't like 10 pounds over 3 months. It's like 30 pounds over 2 months. So you lose it very quickly. Most people lose 20 pounds in the first 40 days. So if you want to come in and go through the process, meet with the coaches, and discover whether it'll help you drop weight, and it's the reason why 90% of the people in our country aren't dropping weight, just give us a call. The first five people call, just the same as I talked about before in the show, first five people call, you get that process, that exam process done for free. So give us a call. It's 845-897-5677. Or you can go to HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com and call us. It's 845-897-5677. Give us a call. We'll get you on the schedule and get you back on track to being incredibly healthy, functioning, and living the best life you ever wanted.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.